This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
You're about to launch into a Mad Wednesday Joy podcast.
I would never want my mother to know all of the things that I have done. It's Robbie.
Do you have something to announce, Robbie?
Well, no. We haven't got enough time. There's only 20 minutes of the show left. It is Robbie and Tom, no relation. Mad Wednesday is driving you home for the next 20 minutes. So I think it's more than enough time to do this.
Robbie's reality roundup. No, do it again.
Did you get your own intro wrong?
Do it again. Shh, nobody heard
back.
Robbie's reality TV roundup.
One of these times I'll get it wrong. Right. Tom, joining us live in the studio. Now, Beck normally barges her way through. Beck from the bench normally barges her way through right about now. She's not here this week, so I've on special request, I've got Dave from the bench.
I feel like I'm the poor man's Beck Dow, which I, that is exactly what I am.
Do you know what, Dave, when it comes to reality TV, yes, that's exactly what you are. Well, maybe not when it comes to sport.
We talk about sport between 7 and 8, and she knows more about reality TV than she knows about sport.
Beck is a sponge for information. Now, I don't want to make this whole segment about Beck as much as she would love that.
Oh, she would love that.
But she is a sponge for... She knows everything about everything. Like, she knows everything about every Neighbours episode that has ever aired.
Well, that's what single life does to you, I think. Cheap shot.
No right of reply from Beck. I'll make sure I isolate that and send it to her. Now, reality TV fans, boys...
Yeah, bits.
I watch bits and pieces. I'm not as much of a sponge, but I do pick up on a little bits and pieces.
Right, okay. Now, exciting stuff. They've brought forward the release of Ivan Celebrity Get Me Out of Here. It will be airing earlier than any other year. My favourite thing about I'm a Celebrity Get Me Out of Here is the lead-up. I've rarely watched the show, but I love guessing who the celebrities are going to be.
Is this the Australian one, I presume?
Yeah, yeah.
The UK one is currently going.
Yeah, the UK is currently going. Caitlyn Jenner is on the UK one.
Caitlyn Jenner is on the UK one with a touch of scandal. Not from Caitlyn. Caitlyn's been doing
that's
fabulously. This is true. But from I don't think it's one of the main hosts. I think they have like a roundup or a secondary sort of host who went and misgendered Caitlyn.
Oh.
Right out the gate on like the first episode. So a lot of people are calling out saying like, do they not brief these hosts?
Yeah,
of like,
right.
By the way, it's 2019.
It's a bit of a no-no these days,
yeah.
Isn't it? Forgive me, I should have done my research, but Celebrity Big Brother in the UK recently had a transgender contested on it as well. India, I forget her surname. But same scandal. There were people in the house that were deliberately, in this case, misgendering, which created for a good teaching moment. I hope they've handled it well on the show.
As far as I've seen, they haven't handled it at all as yet.
Right. It's a bit different if it's coming from one of the hosts.
Oh, I think it's completely different if it's coming from one of the hosts. Like, you can't really spin it to be, like, teachable moment.
Yeah.
No, it's just kind of a host being a dick.
It also becomes the production's fault, and they kind of are a bit more inclined to try and cover those sort of things up, aren't they?
Now, back to the jungle. Is Beck Dow and Dina Curry going to the jungle? They're not here tonight. Are they auditioning or something?
They might be doing some press release stuff.
Yeah,
who
maybe.
Knows? Maybe some filming. It wouldn't surprise me. I mean, that is a season that I would watch, to be honest.
Who are the rumours? I love trying to guess. What are the clues?
We actually have one confirmed contestant already, and that's Miguel Maestro, the chef. Now, they've unprecedentedly, for some reason, they've just decided to reveal he's a part of all the advertising. He goes, yep, he's going into the jungle. Now, we have an Australian comedian. People are saying, people, and by people I mean me, maybe Sam Pang or Ed Cavalier, someone that's tied to Channel 10.
Oh, yeah, maybe. Yeah.
I think Sam.
What about Ursula? Ursula Carlson.
Ursula Carlson would be great. She's not technically an Australian comedian, I think.
Oh, yeah, of course. No,
she's
South African / New Zealand.
And she lives in New Zealand.
But yeah.
She does a lot of work here in Australia, so...
Everything she can do to butcher that accent.
She'd be great, yeah.
We'll claim her, actually. Our Aussie.
We always do.
Our Ursula.
You might be able to help me with this one. AFL player.
AFL, that could be anybody. They're always washed
plenty
up.
Plenty of them.
They're normally washed up. Somebody looking for a superannuation injection, I guess.
Look, the rumours are swirling around Simon Black and Sean Hampson, who just have come
off.
Yeah,
that's right.
Survivor. They both competed in Survivor. So they've got a little bit of a, you know, a bit of a following, a reality following already. So that's sort of where people's minds are going at the moment.
Mm. Is that really the level of celebrity that they're, like,
yeah,
at?
Yeah.
Like,
Yeah, so we usually get a couple of overseas no names that we've never heard of as well. Look, it's fun to speculate. We might get someone excited.
Why don't they just rename it to like I'm a celebrity? I promise.
Check out my Wikipedia.
They're also promising a television megastar.
Oh,
do you reckon Lindsay Lohan's up for another turn in there?
Oh, I'd love to see Lindsay. She wouldn't know anybody else on the island at all.
I don't think she knows anybody
mask,
else at all.
Mask or no mask.
Yeah, right.
Vivola, I don't know who you are.
Hopefully, if she is there, they give her a better briefing than they did on the Masked Singer.
I followed your reality roundup. That is the favourite moments of the whole season. Just Lindsay, they should just have a mashup of all their faces of confusion of who the hell anybody is.
Look, she did get one in the end. Cody Simpson.
Cody Simpson, yeah, the winner.
She did pick one in the end. So, you know, they might have fed that one to her to give her a bit of a win. And apparently back next season, so she's impressed.
Signed on.
Batchy news, very sad. Batchy news. Tom, you a big Bachelor fan?
Oh, yeah. Can't you tell by the sound of my voice? Well,
I'm really sorry about the next one.
I'm shocked by this news. Like, who would have thought that a reality show couple has split?
Called it quits, yeah. Bachelor Matt from the season that finished airing not only a few weeks ago. They finished filming 6 months ago, so they didn't make that six-month mark, which I'm sure is in the contract somewhere that they have to,
I've had Tinder hookups that have gone longer than this.
Yeah, absolutely. Right? And his partner, Chelsea.
I still don't know their name.
Matt and Chelsea are done and dusted. Maybe just, you know what, just in time for filming a Bachelor in Paradise. So maybe they wanted to get it in so they could get a look in on the next season of Love Making on Air. Now, Angie and Carlin from the Bachelorette season that has just finished are doing the rounds. They're looking okay. There was some photos taken the other day in a shopping centre of them having a little bit of a tiff pretty early on in the relationship for that.
Now, there is Australian culture right there.
What was it? Over full cream milk, skim milk? Was it the free range or cage eggs or something? What was it?
You know, the photos are taken on a long range camera, right? And what they're basing this on is a bunch of dirty looks that they're giving to the camera. It's more like Angie and Carlin don't like the paparazzi, not Angie and Carlin don't like each other.
But anyone who's spent more than 45 minutes in like a shopping centre is just going to give anyone that look.
absolutely true. Now, Matt's season's runner-up, Abby, she was a very vivacious, entertaining character. She rocked up at the airport last Sunday very incognito. She's got her hoodie down to just above her eyes. She's got the big glasses on, but eagle-eyed fans have spotted her boarding a plane to Fiji, so we know she's probably going to be on The Bachelor in Paradise because they have just begun filming.
Well done to the Paps.
I know, right? I mean, imagine...
Like, if she actually wanted to hide it, shouldn't she just, like, turn up full glam and no one would actually recognise her? Like, nothing says, trying to get away with something like a hoodie and giant glasses.
Yeah, look, that was a pretty foregone conclusion. You know, there's big characters always going to be back. Likely that we're going to see Tim from Angie's season as well return. And returns of Kira, who is, I can see both of you boys looking at me with so much excitement. Kira was in a previous season of The Bachelor in Paradise and a previous season of The Bachelor, so she's a bit of a reoccurring theme.
You need to get out more. Seriously, you know so many facts.
How dare you? Right, onto something a little bit more exciting, perhaps for you guys. The Voice, Sonia Kruger has left Channel 9.
I love The Voice, and I love Sonia Kruger leaving The Voice.
Yes, same. Yeah. I'm
best
all for
two
that.
Items.
Sonia Kruger is fine, but she's like a peanut butter sandwich on white bread. Like, there's nothing exciting. There's nothing that makes me go, yes, it's Sonia. She knows how to do the job and she's, you know, she speaks, you know, whatever.
She knows how to be racist.
Well, there's that too. Yeah, she's a little bit controversial. She's said some pretty stupid stuff in the past. So, good luck to her.
Is she off to host Big Brother?
That's the concern, Dave. That's the concern. Because she has signed with Channel 7, which are filming Big Brother. But I hope they're not stupid enough to do that, are they?
Oh, just put her on Summer Bay, I reckon, on Home and Away, and just let her rock there.
Good for her, actually. Yeah. She can be the aging woman that lives in the, I don't know,
caravan park.
Caravan park. trailer park, Sonia. No, so Sonia has left. How do you like this?
Okay.
Rumoured to be joining as the new host. Very lucrative deal around the back offices of Channel 9, the Veronicas.
Oh, my goodness.
I'd say that. Yeah.
Yeah.
Really?
Yes.
Will Qantas be sponsoring?
Well, no.
Oh, no, they won't be.
Not until the restraining order list.
Oh, wow. Yeah. So both of them hosting The Voice.
Both of them hosting
not
The Voice.
Not judges.
They're set to want to go for it. Not judges, hosting.
Oh, my God.
They want to go for a fresh, younger vibe, according to industry insiders. But my friends, no. I certainly didn't read it from a gossip magazine, that's for sure. yeah, they're looking for a fresh, younger vibe. A little bit of concern.
I like it.
Are they going to get along with Delta, though?
Oh, who's one of the most arrows? That'll be the discussion at the water cooler.
That's a very good question.
So how many arrows have you won, you know, when you say that?
Yeah. I'm going to look that up in the next song and I'm going to let everybody know because that's a very... I couldn't pick it between Delta and the Veronicas.
And you got Guy Sebastian there as well. He's won some arrows.
Delta's been around for a lot longer
but
than
Delta likes to be the top dog.
Yeah. I don't know how she's going to go with, you know, sometimes she might... She wants to be the young, fresh vibe, I think. Anyway. You heard it here first. Whether it happens or not, place your bets. Thank you, Dave. What's coming up on the bench today?
We're talking first, the cricket starts tomorrow. So we're talking to Daniel Cherney from The Age. And plus, I've got a replacement co-host tonight. Dean Mason is joining us.
That's with the theme of the day.
Yeah, Dal out and Mason in.
Oh, yeah.
Off the bench to on the bench.
Excellent. Fantastic. Stay tuned for that coming up from 7 to 8 o'clock. On this station, you're on Mad Wednesdays with Robbie and Tom. No relation.
She just blanked Joy 94.9.
It's just the vaguest thing I've ever seen. Listen to some music. This is I Feel Love, Sam Smith, on Mad Wednesdays on Joy 94.9.
You've been listening to a Mad Wednesday Joy podcast, driving you home and keeping you sane for your hump day. Live every Wednesday from 4 on Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.